We're talking today about my coffee. What a great refreshment after a long episode on the podcasts. The My Coffee, in this case, Maureen and I get the 100% Arabica. It's certified organic, non-GMO. We can get the light roast, the medium roast, or the heavy roast, dark roast. We get it in the beans, and then we grind it ourselves. But the most important thing to remember, you got to use the promo code GeneV, please. And that's on the MyPillow site. Go there, put your order in, or you can call it in, and they'll ship, of course, direct to you. No charge. Thanks.
All right. We are so happy to welcome our next guest because we always love to see Gene Valentino. Gene, of course, a GOP political strategist. He's the host of the Grassroots Truth Cast podcast. And he's also, of course, you can find him at GeneValentino.com. Gene, hello there, sir. It's always a pleasure to see you. Happy Friday to you. How are you?
Happy Friday to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here. We figured we'd just kind of spitball it because we don't have you for long today, but there's a lot going on. Right now, the Fannie Willis thing is happening. We haven't been watching it for the last hour, Gene, but I know you're kind of a news junkie. I saw some of the arguments from the defendant's case. That'd be the people fighting against Fannie and company. They made some pretty good points. How's it look, this judge? How do you think this guy's going to come down on this?
Well, good catch, Steve, because I have been keeping an eyeball on it. And I must tell you, the Trump side of the case against Fannie Willis is scoring big, in my opinion, before the judge. The prosecutorial claims against Trump through the defense are causing a little bit more question and concern from the judge. I've noticed that the defense of Trump against the Willis claim to have Willis removed is looking very good, in my opinion. I'm not a lawyer, but the arguments are being held up very good. Very well against the. I do think that we are at a point in time where we have to take a hard look. I've said this to you in the past. We look at the issue. I enjoy talking about the issue, but then I like taking a step back and saying, "Where's this coming from?" And in this case, we in our society here in the States and the rest of the world is watching, need to be ever mindful that we need to up the ante, we need to up the standards, we need to improve our game, and not only in the administration, not only in Congress, but in the judicial, in the judiciary, you know, the Department of Justice in general needs a complete facelift and a raising of the bar, so to speak. The standards of justice, the selective prosecution, the prejudice going into cases, if not by the prosecutor himself or herself, but by the judges, openly are looked at so badly as the beginning of the end of a true constitutional republic sitting against a backdrop of a greater democracy. I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, we are too, Gene. You know, lawfare seems to be sort of the name of the game today here on the show. We were just talking about Blaze News investigative writer Steve Baker being handcuffed and charged with quote-unquote nonviolent misdemeanors through a microphone. I don't know what that means. I'm guessing he's sitting in a cell right now wondering what that means too. And there's a group of lawyers sitting around a table going, wait a minute, First Amendment says this. FBI says Steve Baker committed nonviolent misdemeanors on his microphone and at his keyboard. I mean, this is pretty dark. And we talked about Catherine Herridge also, another one. Now she's faced with lawfare. It kind of seems like what Trump said, like, you know, hey, if we let them do this to me, they're going to come for you next. I mean, I don't think any of those people have said anything that millions of Americans haven't said on their social media, their podcasts, their blogs. I mean, this is pretty scary.
Yeah, and don't forget about former General Mike Flynn working for President Trump, or even more so, Paul Manafort campaign head for Trump in the earlier years, serving a solitary confinement. And we still cannot forget all of those incarcerated today as we speak from the January 6th event. I will not call it an insurrection. It was an event, all right. And I think it was a staged event by the deep state Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi when she refused to listen to Kash Patel and Donald Trump's offer to bring in 30,000 National Guardsmen 1 or 2 days prior to the January 6th event. Why is it the same media is forgetting about that part of the story? These people are unjustly being held, and it drives to that solution I seek in a constitutional amendment, which drives to penalties against elected officials and their appointees. And these bureaucrats for 10, 3, 4, 5 decades in government, working behind the political puppeteers and controlling this narrative, which has now gotten out of hand. We need a shakeup, and some of these people need to pay the price, not just Paul Manafort and not just these people incarcerated from January 6th.
And what about Peter Navarro? I watched Peter Navarro's comments at CPAC. Yeah. Heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, compelling and heartbreaking.
Absolutely, yeah. Brian. He that was heartbreaking. Can you imagine being cuffed like that and chained, ankle chains in an airport with a suit on? They couldn't take him out civilly. It's a sideshow. And how about Roger Stone banging on his door at 5 a.m. with an FBI raid? And only CNN got tipped off an hour or two prior to have their cameras ready outside Roger Stone's home as they banged down his door. This is staged. That's the insurrection. And I think there's going to, and what they're fearing, what I think all these Beltway swamp creatures are fearing is the potential of Trump coming in. Now they are fearful more than ever, because as you can imagine, he's probably going to do an enema on that place. And a lot of them are going to be gone, if not charged themselves for wrongdoing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right, Gene. I agree with that completely. The fear on that side is palpable, because they know damn good and well that if they lose the keys to the kingdom, then all of their secrets are going to be revealed. And I have a funny feeling that if Trump were to win again, he is not going to hesitate, and he is going to say, this is what you need to know, and start calling some of these media and quote-unquote journalists out for playing along with this game. That's what sickens me. And what really scares me and really kind of gives me pause is that when you talk about the Peter Navarros, when you talk about Roger Stone, there are a lot of people in this country that are going, good, screw him. They're with Trump. He's an insurrectionist. These people have absolutely no idea of the truth of this matter. They're just taking what Anderson Cooper and God knows Joy Behar and Whoopi, they're taking that as gospel, and they don't even know the truth. And there's, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Willfully blind is one thing, but willful stupidity is completely unacceptable. And that's what we have in this country. Thankfully, I think that some people are waking up to it, but it's pretty scary.
You hit the nail on the head, Steve. You know, we have a term of eminent domain in this country where the government has the right to come in and seize property or use it for the greater good of the public. I think we need to use the same concept of eminent domain and go after the thousands of acres China has been allowed to buy in the United States because of their perpetuation of willful wrongdoing. And you can't tell me that the 29,000 Chinese, primarily males between 18 and 30 years of age, that have illegally crossed over the border are opening up Chinese restaurants or special businesses in the community without lawfully coming through to become legal citizens. You can't tell me. I fear that this is an insurrection of its own that's going to evidence itself. I fear it'll make 9/11 pale in comparison. And that's my concern for this nation. We must be aggressive on taking back land. And oh, by the way, getting China out of our stock market and not allowing us to allowing them to trade on our exchanges until we see some reciprocity from them to allow us to trade on theirs.
Gene, we're just about out of time, but you have triggered me as we run out of time here. My family had land taken from them by the federal government in an eminent domain seizure. Beautiful piece of land. Beautiful piece of land. And all they did with it was build a launch pad on it. They took the entire coastline in California and they built, what is it? I think it's Vandenberg. I believe Vandenberg. Is it Vandenberg? I can't remember. It's over there near Lompoc, California. Beautiful piece of land gone. And now we have Bill Gates and the CCP owning land here after they've taken land from Americans and now taking freedom from Americans, taking First Amendment rights away from Americans. It makes the three of us sick. Agreed, boys?
Agreed. Blood is boiling.
Which is today's term that I leave you with. It's called consentient. Consentient means of the same opinion on a given matter or being in agreement.
There we are.
Well, I'm consentient with you, Gene.
Me too. GeneValentino.com is the website. Check out the Grassroots Truthcast with Gene Valentino. Visit him on X. You can find a link to that on his website, GeneValentino.com. Gene, thanks for joining us here at State of the Nation. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, my friend. Have a good day.
All right. This is State of the Nation on today's News Talk TNT.
Issues that dominate America. This is State of the Nation on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.